It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about this?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I hope that we still have Rob Regish on the line. We're trying to transition away from this damn Skype, and we finally got our digital multiplexer back in so we can take phone calls again on the show. But in the meantime, still struggling with some Skype issues. But hopefully, after I play this music, Rob Regish will be there. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking about hearing damage in teenagers is really on the rise big time. More so than even when we were kids. And, you know, we kind of made it popular to blast your ears, right? We'd get between the speakers if we had to. So there is something going on about that. And then we're going to talk to Nick Tuminello about his new book about building power and muscle. But without further ado, let's do this.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, I'm trusting that you can hear me. Rob? Nope. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for stuff like this, I wouldn't have anything to do. All right. Let's see if we can get Rob back on the line. Rob, are you there? I don't know what to make of this, but what I am going to do is roll some music for a second longer, and then we're going to try to get Rob on the phone. Rob, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. So I had to. So one of the many duties that falls into my lap as the esteemed host of the show is that I'm the technician also. So late last night, our Telos unit came in. It's been gone for I don't know why 4 weeks, like a month. I haven't been able to do an interview by phone in a month. And the thing came in, and I plugged it in last night. You know, and I marked all the wires when I unplugged it, so it'd be easy swap. But they readjusted everything at the factory. And so I had to sit here and tune this thing up this morning. So I was under there, and I unplugged something. So that was my bad. I apologize. Rob Regish, how the hell are you?
I am doing fantastic. I just got done watching Mike Tyson's latest knockout, so I'm ready.
I'm having a little hard time hearing you. I don't know if you're using a microphone or not, but you may want to get it a little closer to your mouth. We have something to plug here, right? The Synthogen 2X, right?
Yeah. Synthogen X2. The new pricing on it comes out to $176 a day. When you buy the twin and just $140 a day for a case. So for an average of $150, you're getting category.
Rob, I'm sorry. The audience is listening to this, and they're going, Carl, why aren't you saying something? Because every other syllable is dropping out, almost like as though you're too far away from a microphone. So,
how about home phone?
What's that?
Home phone?
Yeah, you're going to have to message it to me. I'll get you on right away. Just sit tight, everybody. And then we'll cut this out of the podcast somehow. Okay, so we'll make the show longer by that amount right there. So let's act like as though we didn't have any technical difficulties at all. Hi, Rob, how you doing? Tell me about Synthogen X2.
I am fantastic because we have new pricing on X2, which we're calling the new iteration of MassPro Synthogen. It is, without a doubt, the strongest batch that the lab has ever produced, and we have new pricing. When you pick up the twin pack, it works out to just $1.76 a day, or if you go for the case of four, $1.40 a day. So what that means is for a mean average of $1.50 a day, you will be getting the category killer in recovery products. And as the Russians were fond of saying, recovery is everything.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a question, recovering from all the technical difficulties, from Larry Fole. He says, I heard you talk a few episodes back about beef protein. Why did you switch, and what brands have you used, and is there any comparison to whey?
You know, I switched from whey to beef for one important reason. I was severely allergic to whey, and I found that out only after I took a food allergy test. Now, unbeknownst to me, I'm not just allergic, but severely so. And I've been using whey damn near every day for the past 20 years.
In fact, didn't you tell me that every time you had a whey protein drink, your nose got plugged up, but you didn't really, you know, connect it?
I never made the connection.
It was Jen that connected it, right? She was watching. She says every time you drink one of those drinks, your nose gets stuffed.
Yeah. Well, okay, be that as it may. I tried that little experiment with Thrive, and I'm glad I did, because, curiously enough, it does not promote an allergic reaction in me.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Take that into consideration.
Okay.
Now, gastric issues were normal for me, at least I thought so. And I figured since I eat so much food most of the time, it just came with the territory. But as you pointed out, it was Jennifer that made the connection.
Right.
So my first foray into beef protein was Muscle Meds Carnivore, and that's probably the most popular of the beef proteins. And, it's a decent product for what it is, but what it is not, and many people were fearful of this, is hydrolyzed collagen. That's just protein from ground-up hooves and other junk body parts from various critters. It is a real protein. They kind of game it a little bit with 2.5 grams of creatine per scoop. And the taste is okay. Their chocolate and strawberry, I would say, are just that okay. You do not want to touch the vanilla caramel. But know this, it doesn't mix very well, no matter what you do to it. So more recently, I ordered up AST Research's Raptor HP. It's a hydrolyzed peptide beef. The molecular weights of those peptides are measured in Daltons, and its profile is 15% 6,000 Dalton, 55% 3,000, and 30% 500 and smaller. The smaller the molecular weight, the faster it's absorbed. And it's the smaller ones that really make a difference, although they're incredibly bitter, which is why most companies don't use them. So here's my final review. I spoke to Carnivore before. You know, if you're putting on weight with it, it's because of the 2.5 grams of creatine per scoop, in my opinion. Also, it's only has a biological value of 80 versus whey, which is 104, and whole egg, that's the egg, whites and the yolks, has a BV of 100, and soy just being 74. So, you know that going in. As for Raptor HP, that was a bust. It didn't mix at all, even with a blender. And it didn't seem to impart any value when consumed pre- and intra-workout. Given what I found out about whey, at least your way, not getting an allergic reaction, I am sticking with that because it's far more than just whey.
Yeah.
It's whey, it's casein, it's mis- regular casein. It's essential amino acids. It's
probiotics. It's enzymes. It's certain vitamins. It's omega, real triglyceride-bound omega-3 fatty acids. I mean,
in a word, very versatile.
Yeah.
You know, it works from the second in seconds after you take it due to the essential amino acids all the way to 5 to 7 hours out because of some of the milk proteins.
Reed Fleer,
yeah.
This is an interesting question. He says, I'm on test and Anadrol cycle. No over-the-counter supplements, but wondering if I should be taking any.
Yeah, you know what? There's every reason to look into over-the-counter supplements when running androgens. Now, all too often, people turn to the dark side and never consider what a natural product can do. That is a mistake. So let's delve into why. First of all, for all their merit, certain androgens can be problematic. Let's look at test. It's one of the most innocuous substances there is, but too much, and you run the risk of elevated hematocrit levels, so the blood can become sludge-like. That obviously increases your risk of blood clots and stroke, etc. A low dose of white willow bark, pharmaceutical equivalent being aspirin, can help thin the blood. The excess can be converted to estrogen via the aromatase enzyme. So, you know, if you don't have a pharmaceutical anti-estrogen on board, you can run into problems. It turns out trans-resveratrol and DIM, diindole methane, are excellent adjuncts. Anadrol is known to be liver toxic, and natural supplements can certainly help in that regard. Curcumin, Liv-52, Buckminster Fullerene, N-acetylcysteine, RALA, and TUDCA, T-U-D-C-A, will all help the liver. Anything that stresses the liver that much is going to have a deleterious effect on your blood lipids. So liberal amounts of fish oil are mandatory, in my opinion. I would recommend red yeast rice. I have in the past. But once I found out you're at increased risk of rhabdomyolysis, that's off the table. I will state that sesame is a wonderful broad-spectrum protectant. That it'll also improve your BMI numbers. It occasionally goes on sale, so pick some up if you see it. Finally, creatine and beta-alanine also come to mind. But I would recommend keeping those in reserve for when you come off. Something else you want to look into is Progenadrex. Now, you're going to need to keep the eating up, all right, to feed all that new lean body mass in helping to keep it. And Progenadrex excels at that. You're going to benefit from the muscle fullness, from the increased work capacity, and RALA. It's custom made to continue liver healing. Obviously, you're going to want to run post-cycle therapy, and for that, HCG and tamoxifen would be at the top of the list. As you can see, there exists considerable upside to using over-the-counter products, so please don't neglect them.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Rob Varlow, kind of in this same vein, talking about anabolic scheduling of drugs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out
GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. You should go there. Lots of great information that will make you a stronger person. Rob Barlow says, why are anabolics scheduled in the same class of drugs as cocaine? I heard you say that once, and it blew my mind. I also heard you talk about DASCA, which is basically closed any of the over-the-counter loopholes on anabolics. DASCA was pretty recent. Where do we go from here?
You know, I actually, it's ironic, but I recently spoke to this during my Turbo 20 experiment webinar that's up on my site now. To understand the government's position on steroids, I'm going to take you back to 1988, specifically the Seoul Olympic Games. That year, Canadian sprinter Ben Johnson, he became the fastest human being on the planet. And unfortunately, he also gave to steroids, gave a face to steroids, that is, when he tested positive for Winstrol. More than that, though, you know, he cheated to beat America's hero, Carl Lewis. It was a classic problem-reaction-solution situation. He cheated to win with steroids. The public reaction was outrage, and the stage was set then for a solution, and that's when Congress got involved. It was an assistant professor of psychiatry, I think it was, at Yale University School of Medicine, a guy named Kenneth Cashin, who spoke verbatim the words the politicians wanted to hear. He testified that steroid use can cause an addiction with similarities to alcohol, opiate, and cocaine addiction. He talked about dangerous criminal-like behavior while intoxicated on anabolic steroids, and individuals who have lost control of their behavior or become violent. Now, when all was said and done, despite the opposition of the DEA, the AMA, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the recommendations of the most knowledgeable experts, Congress changed the classification of the juice to a Schedule III controlled substance, same category as cocaine.
Well, okay, I got to correct you on something.
Oh, okay.
Cocaine is a Schedule II.
What is?
Cocaine is a Schedule II
okay.
Drug. Well, no, that's what I'm going to say. All opiates are Schedule II. The cocaine is considered a stimulant, but it's considered a Schedule II. So that, I mean, but still, the fact that an anabolic steroid is a Schedule III drug is still scary in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, highly illegal.
Yes, yes. So, interestingly enough, not in Vermont. Did you know that?
What is not in Vermont?
No, did you? So this is a little fact that I learned quite a long time ago. The state of Vermont elected not to take the federal government's direction and treat anabolic steroids as a Schedule III drug. So if you get caught carrying a bottle of testosterone in your car, if you don't have a prescription, they write you a ticket.
Wow, something tells me Vermont is about to get a huge influx.
Well, I don't know. So we talked about this in like 2008 on the show, and that's what I said then, but I don't see anybody running to Vermont to do a 16-week cycle. You know what I mean? It's just not happening. But you would think, right? Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So the bottom line, though, is I can't give you an option that's effective as anabolics, right, for growing muscle. I do believe you can get in the ballpark, but, you know, that just whets people's appetites for more. Here, then, is the short list of things I think that you should be looking for. Creatine, still the undisputed king, good for about 10 pounds or so of muscle in those, I would say, that are over 200 pounds. Beta-alanine, not so much as a single ingredient, but paired with creatine, shows three times as much muscle grown as creatine alone. Essential amino acids, the results from those in the literature are, frankly, equal to some of the weaker anabolics. They're not big weight gainers, but more so related to recovery, which, of course, precedes growth. Peptides, research peptides, users of GH-releasing peptides can see around 5 pounds of water weight. It's debatable where that goes, but, you know that you're going to gain some water. SARMs, selective androgen receptor modulators, the jury's still out. I would say the more effective ones sound like they're good for 3 to 5 pounds. Unfortunately, they're also shown to be suppressive. Pre-workouts have an indirect anabolic effect, allowing for you to lift greater weight, and particularly more work done per unit of time. Sodium. People overlook it, but if not overdone and combined with carb and creatine loading, it's good for up to 10 pounds on the scale. You know, using USP glycerin helps ensure that excess water goes into the muscles and not under the skin. Here's a huge one people overlook. Desiccated liver.
Yeah.
People dismiss this as an old-school supplement. They couldn't be more wrong. Desiccated liver results in more energy, less fat, and more muscle than in those not using it. It is so powerful. I dedicated a recipe for desiccated liver, nuts, and olives in the Blueprint 2.0 that adds muscle and lots of it. And that was courtesy of a trick from Vince Gironda I picked up years ago. Now, further out, I discovered other non-hormonal anabolic agents. And my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers are going to, next month, they're going to be privy to two items that in studies put 17 pounds of muscle on people while simultaneously shedding 17 pounds of fat in 14 weeks. You heard right, 17 pounds of fat gone, replaced with muscle. Interestingly enough, these items are non-hormonal. No shutdown, that means no shutdown. They're orals, and neither one of them is a controlled substance. So let's do some math. Even if you gain half of that with this combination, the two that I just referenced, you've added 8 pounds of muscle and dropped 8 pounds of fat. Now, add a 10-pound gain from creatine. And just 5 pounds from one of the other options. You're now sitting at 23 pounds of new muscle with a lower body fat percentage in a little over 90 days. You've done all this without breaking the law, the bank, and still have your testicles intact. So all is not lost. There are solutions out there, and I'm working hard to find new ones. But you need to understand this, and people need to hear it. The muscle that I'm talking about that you can build with supplements is chump change compared to what you can grow by squatting your lungs out or deadlifting and eating big. So know that. It all goes on to your natural base. So unless you've built that, you got no business, in my opinion, screwing around with this stuff.
Great advice. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with a question from Scott Mazza. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, Scott Mazza has a question for Coach Rob Regish. He says, what would you say is the optimal supplement for fat loss? I mean, the whole shooting match, training, diet, sups, and drugs. I want to lean out, and I'm open to anything you suggest, even DNP.
Okay. There are a couple of new supplements that I've come across to add to that stack, but my answer here is going to encompass a broad range of solutions. So here's my best synopsis. Some form of a cycling ketogenic or intermittent fasting type diet. Lactic acid tolerance training paired with ephedrine, caffeine, and EGCG. Now, those are the basics. Now for the particulars. The first and most important area of concern, I think, is diet. Now, you've no doubt heard the maxim, abs are made in the kitchen, and I would agree. What you eat is of paramount importance. Two diets that I've seen have stood the test of time insofar as cutting. And they're ketogenic diets, some form of a cycling ketogenic diet, and intermittent fasting. In addition to that, way back in the day, Vince Gironda championed a one high-carb meal every fourth day approach. And on the intermittent fasting side, Ori Hofmeckler's anabolic diet is a great starting point. You know, eat only those things that you can hunt down and kill. Grow on a tree or in the ground is good advice, and you should be fine. Training is another area where many trainees go astray. They do so by lightening the weights, bumping up the sets, and increasing the reps. There's some value in that, but it has one fatal flaw. When the heavy tension goes out the window, there's no reason for your muscles to stay, quote-unquote, big. The solution is a lactic acid tolerance training workout in addition to one heavy one. You know, I would say one heavy session every third or fourth workout. The point being, you don't want your muscles or central nervous system to lose touch with the heavy iron. So effective, though, can lactic acid tolerance training be. Little to no cardio may be required. If you do need cardio, pushing and pulling a sled and sprinting is much preferred to long-distance, low-intensity, long-duration. If you can't swing that, walk. You know, walking is a fantastic exercise and brings with it about a tenth of the stress on your joints. Finally, we get to supplements. Now, too many people take fat burners, you know, then eat like crap or fail to exercise, you know, or they just eat too many calories. Let's get this out of the way. When you do that, fat is mobilized, all right, but it winds up just being redeposited as fat. You need to create either a caloric or energy deficit for it to be burned off. Now, we get to supplements. The most studied and effective stack to achieve getting cut is ephedrine and caffeine paired with EGCG from green tea. Specifically, 20 milligrams of ephedrine, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and 300 milligrams of EGCG twice or three times a day. You should work up to that. Using DNP is both stupid and irresponsible. You know, the clinically effective and lethal dose are frighteningly close, and cooking your insides isn't a particularly pleasant way to go. So stay far away.
And don't think it can't happen. You know, a lot of people hear this, but plenty of people have died on DNP.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and plenty of people have been rushed to the hospital. You know, what did he take? DNP, what is that? You know, I don't know. It's a, you know, a bodybuilding drug, and boom, they're dead.
And unlike other drugs, there is no antidote. There is nothing.
Well, and that should be, okay, it's really not a drug. It was repurposed as a drug. It was an industrial solvent.
Yeah, they used it to blow up dynamite.
Okay, so and then it became a drug. And so think about its, you know, its pedigree. It was an industrial solvent at first. So
yeah, that should tell you something. Last but not least, our expectations. You're going to suffer on a diet. It's part of the deal. Sacrificing to achieve a goal, frankly, is the only way. And if it wasn't, achieving that goal wouldn't be as gratifying. So don't obsess over it, but don't say, I didn't warn you. Dieting down is hard. There is a risk of losing too much lean body mass, but it's worth it, if nothing else, for the experience. I did it once to see my abs. I will never do it again simply because chasing down those last few pounds of body fat, you can lose a lot of muscle.
Do you want to finish this segment with a supplement question or with a training question? Because then we have to come back and do the tip of the day.
Training.
Okay, so we're going to go to a question from Andy Battles. He says, I want to know in your opinion about lifters today versus when you were coming up. I mean, everything like what they eat, how they train, and the drugs they're on. I think it'd be an interesting answer. Boy, you'd need a whole two-hour show.
I know. Yeah, it's such an interesting question. And as luck would have it, I was thinking about this just last week. So here are some general observations. The public is a lot bigger and heavier today. You need only watch baseball games from the 1980s and look at both players and the fans, by the way, you know, walking up and down the stairs and just sitting in the seats. People were a lot thinner. And that went for lifters, too. A 300-pound man was still an anomaly, right? Remember William the Refrigerator Perry? You know, they made a huge deal out of the fact that he weighed 300 pounds. I worked with a coach once from the Super Bowl Washington Redskins. He said they had exactly one 300-pounder on the team. You know, it was a different time. Athletes today are bigger, a lot bigger, and lifters in particular. Training exploded in popularity during the 80s, and the gene pool, you know, came along with it. There are some big, strong dudes out there nowadays. Ironically, a lot of them don't know how they got that way. It's true. Or at least they can't articulate it because I ask them. You know, thanks to the Internet, I think knowledge about diet is much better. Guys understand how carbs can work against you, and protein supplements, with the advent of whey, they became a lot more palatable. As a result, they got used a lot more consistently. One area, though, that still remains untapped or undertapped is training. For all of the, you know, the training programs out there, most are still continuing to wing it in the gym. It blows my mind. The world of supplements was revolutionized by creatine, continuing to a certain extent on with beta-alanine and other effective products. Pro-hormone hysteria in its various iterations whetted the appetite of people who didn't want to take anabolic steroids, although many products were, in fact, full-blown anabolics that were on the market back then. Speaking of which, steroid use has exploded. Now, wait a minute. You know, didn't I just tell you they were outlawed back in 1990? And again, in 2004 and 2014, the very laws that that were designed to eradicate them have made steroids more popular than ever. So it's a combination of things. If I had to pick just one, it would be the Western diet, right, with its heavy emphasis on an ever-increasing amount of carbs. That drives up insulin. And, yeah, that stores a lot of fat, but all things being equal, a 300-pound person usually has more muscle underneath than a 200-pound one. So, yeah, interesting. You know, look on ESPN Classics and watch the games. You will be shocked at how much thinner people were.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Well, the blueprint tip of the day. What is the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day is thoughts on anabolics in America. You know, I don't talk about steroids much on this show because it's just not my scene.
But we made up for it on this particular episode, didn't we?
We sure did. So over the years, I have studied anabolics, the trainees that have used them, and the public perception of such. What I found is this. If you were to walk up to 10 people on the street and ask them, you know, and ask their opinion, all 10 would agree steroids are dangerous and should be illegal. Now, ask any one of those 10 to name an anabolic steroid, though, and few could do it. Moreover, there seems to be a perception that anyone with a significant amount of muscle got that way using drugs because it fits the criteria, it fits the narrative, and it rescues their ego from one unthinkable thought. He got that way because he worked harder than me. Never happens. I won't belabor the point other than to say, you know, that kind of thinking is pathetic, but it's what we're saddled with. Meanwhile, real drug use continues to decimate our country's citizens. I never as much smoked a cigarette, but from the news, it's pretty clear that crack, meth, and especially heroin are ruining lives. Meanwhile, the government, you know, is going after not just anabolics, but other innocuous substances like kratom, ephedrine, and various other items. Sunday night, I saw a post about something called Flocka, which is the new super stimulant epidemic that is sweeping Florida.
Nasty stuff, man.
You know, specifically, it was a video of people that were getting high on the stuff. It was the single scariest thing I have ever seen. A single dose can put someone into a paranoid rage with superhuman strength and off-the-charts vital signs. You know, it appears to deregulate the autonomic nervous system, resulting in a heart rate somewhere between 150 and 200 beats per minute and blood pressure at near lethal levels. You know, 120 over 80 is what docs like to see. People on Flocka have clocked in the neighborhood of, how's this for you, 230 over 160. You know, here's a sample Flocka case. Here's the news story associated with it. When officers confronted the man, he told them he was God. Then told them he was Thor. You know, the officers tased him, but he didn't, you know, it didn't even register. He just pulled the prongs off and punched one of the officers. You know, this person then proceeded to try and have sex with a tree. I saw another guy who a cop shot. He shot him with his gun, and this guy kept coming.
Yeah.
Still another that I saw ran face first right through the rear view mirror of a car. He bounced back up and just kept right on running. My first thought was this stuff would be a great pre-workout. You know, but after seeing a man digging his eyeballs out of his skull, I thought better of it. You know, I was reading another news story. An ER doc once described Flacca as $5 insanity. That's what they're selling it for, around $5. They're getting 50, sometimes 60 or more Flacca victims a day in Florida emergency rooms. In some states, a majority, actually. It's as legal as aspirin, right? It's so new, they're just finding out about it. All the while, our government is devoting time, resources, and money to catch, prosecute, and imprison people who just want to put a few pounds on their bench press. We are swimming in $19 trillion of debt, and terrorists are mowing down Americans, right, in nightclubs. Every dollar, every officer assigned, you know, to a steroid case is hurting national security. They're hurting our innocent civilians killed by drunk drivers, right, because they can't go after them. They can't go after or less people going after big tobacco. You know, if they knew about this stuff sooner, maybe they could have done something, but it appears to be exploding. And worse, you know, the government is doing this with your tax money. They're going after people that want to get a little bigger and stronger. Listen,
if anything, we should be applauding big, strong Americans in an era where we have people that are so unhealthy. Who's going to protect them? You know.
Yeah, and
we should back in our Father's Day, strength was admired. It was revered. It was noble. Today, oh, if you're strong, you're somehow making somebody else feel uncomfortable.
I watched a girl on a subway freaking out on this stuff, Flacca, turned her attention towards a young man at the end of her kind of bench. She went right for his throat and pinned him, literally pinned him. You know, if these freaks have superhuman strength, you best be armed with it too. So, you know, as far as the steroids go, listen, I'm all for keeping steroids out of the hands of teenagers and people that have no business using them. But when our citizens are being slaughtered, families are being ripped apart, and people's lives being destroyed, at what point do we say enough? You know, I have had it with political correctness. In part, it cost me my job. But our government propagates this nonsense at every turn. You know, from steroids to free speech to terrorist attacks, our government has failed us. I'm going to end with a quote from President Reagan's inauguration address in January of 81. He said, quote, "Government is not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem." Amen.
You know, there. If you apply some logic, just some common sense logic, and you look at anabolic steroids, right? You look at the purported risks of taking them. So the health risks, you know, those same health risks are experienced when women take birth control pills. So from the health risk standpoint, anabolic steroids and birth control pills probably fall into a very similar category. And we're talking about oral anabolic steroids right now, because the injectables really have virtually, unless you're using high doses of Trenbolone, it can really mess you up. You know, no one's going to die from a 700 milligram injection of testosterone, okay? Right. So from that standpoint, they're only as dangerous as other drugs that are prescribed daily for lots of reasons that have nothing to do with saving lives, number one. If anything, birth control pills help keep a life from occurring. Number one. Number two, we allow people to go and have unknown objects inserted in their bodies so that they have butts and boobs and shoulders and calves. We'll allow a pitcher to go and have a hole drilled through his elbow and move a tendon to some place that it is not anatomically designed to be, but it'll extend his pitching career for 3 or 8 more years. Tiger Woods can get radial keratotomy and improve his vision, which directly affects his game. Phil Mickelson can take a drug that helps him deal with his psoriatic arthritis so he can keep swinging. Yeah. So when you really start to look and go, okay, let's test this. Let's test it. Okay, this is why they say they're dangerous. Oh, wow, there's lots of drugs that do that to people that are prescribed right now today, not for life-saving events. Then they say that they're harmful, and they say that you shouldn't be taking testosterone because you want to be stronger and look bigger. But meanwhile, I can go have all these other cosmetic surgeries done that people die every day on the table from, and that's okay. When you look at it logically, you realize this is a politicized issue that has lost its meaning, and unfortunately, people are going to jail for it. And it's just, you know what? Forget about amnesty for people who are here illegally. Throw them out. But let the people who have been put in jail for anabolic steroids out, because that is an abuse of power.
You know, I have made this point before. I've shared this example, but it bears repeating. If I line up a bottle of Dianabol, rather, the most popular oral steroid there is, a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of caffeine pills, and, you know, a big bottle of vodka. And I said to you, which one could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely certain you wouldn't die? I'd pick the D-ball.
Of course.
And so would any good doctor. The most you would see is, maybe a rise in blood pressure and some itchy skin. You know, the others, forget it. You'd burn a hole in your stomach. You would die from overstimulation.
Die from neurotoxicity from the alcohol. I mean,
people don't get it. And again, steroids are not for everyone, but they're not the killer drug that the government.
No. And if you're willing to walk into your doctor and say, "Hey, tell me about that new statin drug I just saw on TV, which you know nothing about, and has a lot of risks associated with it," he's going to prescribe it to you anyway, just because you asked. If you think that you have the right to do that, then I have the right to go into a doctor and say, "You know what? I think I need testosterone." Yeah. All right, listen, we have to pull the plug here. It's been a great show, and this has been a great blueprint tip of the day. Rob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you, man.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to come back in just a minute and carry on with the show. We're going to talk about an increased rate of hearing loss that we're seeing in teenagers. What's going on? Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, Thrive Advanced Protein Powder. You save 50% off your order when you use the coupon code SHR. Thrive is the only protein supplement on the planet designed around the blueprint of human breast milk. There is no better protein product in the world. Highest quality, highest standards, most science-backed product. THRIVProtein.com is the website. SHR is the coupon code to save 50% off. You know, I'm a baby boomer, and as many of you know, I just turned 58. On Saturday. And, you know, I kind of think that our generation invented loud music. I mean, my dad's generation in the 50s, they listened to some really cool stuff, but all they had was hi-fi. You know, with the introduction of stereo and having speakers that were actually detachable from the playing equipment, it gave you the opportunity to actually get right into the sound. And then quadraphonic came out in the 70s, and then the 80s, and the 90s, we had raves. And the music got louder and louder and louder. And I know that I have some hearing loss, but are the young children of today at a greater possibility for this type of hearing loss? My next guest is Dr. Larry Roberts. He is with the Department of Psychology, Neuroscience, and Behavior at one of my favorite learning institutions, McMaster University up in Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show, Dr. Roberts.
Yes, nice to be here, Carl. Thank you for asking me.
So, why this study? What preceded this that left questions that needed to be answered about this phenomenon?
Well, I think you hit one of the factors right on the head. One of them is that we all know that young people, and maybe some people who aren't so young as well, commonly wear earbuds for many hours over the course of the day listening to music. And of course, these earbuds are right in the ear, so their ability to deliver high sound energy to the ear is pretty significant.
Doesn't the design? So one of the things that people love about their earbuds, they want a really snug fitting earbud, you know, that stays put and won't fall out. But isn't that in fact one of the pivotal downsides of an earbud, that it basically seals the ear and forces all the pressure forward into the inner ear? Without any ability to blow back around any resistant pressure?
Well, I think earbuds that actually seal off the ear canal are riskier than
right.
those that fit more loosely. One good common, rather easy metric one can use to assess whether the sound level is too loud is to determine or listen to whether you can hear people speaking to you from a few feet away when you're listening to your music.
But Dr. Roberts, that's the reason I wear my stuff at the gym. I don't want people to talk to me, so I have to block them out. No, I'm only kidding. I had to throw that in there.
I know. It would be better if you could hear them.
I know.
So you should keep the volume level down.
Well, what about the advent of these new hearing devices, the ones that look like the old-fashioned headphones? You wear them around your ear. Do you think that they provide a little less of a threat because, you know, you're not pressurizing your ear, you're not sealing off the ear?
I think they are probably safer. However, whether they are safe depends on just how loud the sound is. So once again, if the sound is so loud you can't hear ordinary environmental sounds around you at all, then the sound is probably too loud. Now, this leads me to the second reason why we did the study. This kind of risky listening behavior is very common. That's factor number one. But factor number two is that in auditory neuroscience, we have learned, especially within the last 10 years, that the standard clinical test for hearing ability does not detect all kinds of hearing damage. Mm. There are ways that you can damage your ears that will not immediately affect your ability to hear, but that damage is nonetheless there. And what's really worrisome is that this damage, which is to the auditory nerve fibers that actually connect the hearing receptors to the brain, this kind of damage does not repair. It's progressive. Over years, it will get worse all on its own. And what this basically means, if you're listening to very loud sounds right now, your hearing may seem okay, but the price you're going to pay is going to come later. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come later as a persistent ringing of the ears, tinnitus or tinnitus. It will also appear as difficulties hearing speech in noisy environments. Mm-hmm. And much later in life, age-related hearing loss is going to be accelerated by this early hidden hearing damage. So we wanted to conduct a study of young adolescents in a school. The school was in Sao Paulo, Brazil. It was a private school there, a rather large school. But the adolescents in that school would be like the adolescents in any high school in North America. We wanted to know just what were their risky listening habits. And furthermore, we assessed them with some methods that give us an indication of whether hidden hearing loss is present. So that's why we wanted to do the study. Just how many of these kids do listen to music using risky habits, and is there any evidence in their hearing function to suggest they may have some hidden hearing damage?
So how was the study designed?
Well, there were two stages. Excuse me. The study was conducted by my colleague, an otolaryngologist in Sao Paulo, Tanit Sanchez. And Dr. Sanchez organized a team of audiologists that went to this private school. They enlisted the participation of 170 teenagers, so it's a large sample. And the first thing they did was give them a very detailed questionnaire, well, administer a very detailed questionnaire that measured their risky listening habits. How often did they listen to music? Did they use earbuds? How often did they use their phones? How loud was the music? And they also, in the second stage, they asked the teens as well, had they ever experienced tinnitus, ringing of the ears after attending concerts and so on. So that was the first stage, a detailed questionnaire. And then in the second stage, each one of the 170 teenagers was assessed in an acoustic booth. A thorough psychoacoustic measurement was made of their hearing in an acoustic booth. That was the second stage. So those were the two steps.
Mm-hmm. And when you started to tease out this data, what trends did you start to see?
Well, more than half of the teens said that they had experienced tinnitus after parties and listening to loud music. But what was more disturbing, although that's a lot of teens, and that figure, by the way, isn't very different from other studies that have assessed tinnitus in teenagers by questionnaire. What was more disturbing is that when we measured their auditory function in the acoustic booth with scientific tools, we found that more than 28% of these teens had a persisting tinnitus that they heard in the booth. When we measured the properties of this tinnitus, its frequency spectrum, that is, what is its pitch and its loudness, the measurements we obtained from these 28% of the teens were just like those of adult tinnitus sufferers. So this is a real tinnitus. We also measured their hearing ability, their ability to detect the presence of a sound. This is done with an audiogram, a standard clinical test, except that we measure it to much higher sound frequencies, much higher pitches than would be done in the clinic. And we also measured their ability to tolerate noisy sounds, loud sounds. So these were the measures. We got a measure of their hearing thresholds. We got a measure of their sound level tolerance. And we measured something else that is a little technical. It's called autoacoustic emissions. These are the three things we measured.
What are autoacoustic emissions?
Well, the ear contains a membrane called the basilar membrane that actually vibrates a little bit when sound waves enter the ear. And this vibration actually emits a sound out of the ear.
Mm.
It's so low you can't hear it. But it can be measured by putting an amplifier, basically a microphone in the ear. They're very, very low-level sounds actually emitted by the ear. And when these sounds are detected by our equipment, it means that the auditory receptors, they're called hair cells, are healthy. But if those auditory receptors are damaged, these autoacoustic emissions will be affected. So we can actually measure the patency of the hearing receptors by measuring these autoacoustic emissions and by measuring their clinical audiogram, their ability to detect the presence of a sound. Just how loud does a sound have to be before you can just hear it? So those are the two measures, the audiogram and the autoacoustic emissions. And they tell us how healthy the auditory receptors are. But these auditory receptors are also connected to the brain by auditory nerve fibers. And it's the damage to the nerve fibers that's hidden. So what that means, I'll just tell you right up front, one of the results is that these 170 teens had excellent hearing receptors. They could hear very well up to 16 kilohertz. Their auditory receptors were very healthy. They were just as healthy in the teens who had tinnitus as in the teens who didn't. But their auditory nerve fibers, there was evidence that the auditory nerve fibers had sustained some damage in the teens that experienced tinnitus, and I can explain that a little bit more fully.
Well, I have a question first, if you could just hold that thought.
Sure.
So, in lots of research, we look for dose-dependent results, and so did we see, were these children asked to grade how long each day they have the earbuds on and how loud they play their music, and was there a curve that matched that information that showed, oh, look, the people with the highest number that fell into that 28% that have persistent tinnitus, oh, these are also the people who listen the longest and the loudest. Did you see that?
We did measure their risky listening habits and how often they listened and how loud they listened. This was information gathered by questionnaire. And the result was a little surprising. The 28% of the teens who had tinnitus tended to actually be a little protective of their hearing. When you ask them, how often did you go to loud parties and so on, they tended to go a little less often than the other teens.
Mm-hmm.
When we ask them, how loud do you listen to your music, they tended to choose a medium volume level, whereas the teens without tinnitus tended to choose a louder level.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems as though they were a little protective of their hearing. And the fact that they had tinnitus is itself an indication that there may be some hidden damage to the auditory nerve fibers.
Okay, so one of my questions was going to be, did you have any outliers? So, and I'm going to ask you that when we come back from the break. But this, I find this really intriguing. And I'm going to make a postulation I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and then make a postulation. I'm going to show the audience just how boldly stupid I could be on the air. So we're gonna have some fun with this. But no, this is amazing. And I mean, look, I have hearing loss because of the things I did when I was a kid. You know? I mean, I went to Kiss concerts. I was up in the front, you know? Your ears would ring for 4 or 5 days. You couldn't hear anything when you got out. People would talk to each other and they'd yell.
This may be very well why you have hearing loss.
What'd you say, Doc? No, I'm only kidding.
This may be very well why you have hearing loss.
I'm just joking. Let's take this break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Listen up. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Larry Roberts from McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. We're talking about Hearing loss in teens, and this is the kind of hearing loss that's going to haunt them for the rest of their lives. So we need to talk about this stuff. It's important. So were there any outliers? You already told me that of this unique phenomenon where those who seem to be the most protective had were in the highest 28% of chronic tinnitus. Were there any outliers that just, you know, they listened to loud music, they had no nerve damage, they had nothing, they had healthy ears? We don't understand why.
Well, it's very difficult to answer the outlier question, but I think the important thing here is to emphasize that we're really looking, we found three groups of teens amongst this sample of 170 teens. About half of the teens had never experienced tinnitus. They reported they had never experienced tinnitus after listening to music. Then we had about 25% of teens that said, yes, I have had some tinnitus after going to loud concerts and so on, but it eventually faded away. And then we have a 28% of our sample that not only have experienced tinnitus after parties and so on, but their tinnitus seems to be persistent. It looks like they have a persisting chronic tinnitus. So those are the three groups that we have here. Now, these are youngsters, and of course, they have most of their life ahead of them. They're going to continue to listen to loud music and so on. So even if we take the 50% of the teens who had never experienced tinnitus, if they keep that up, if they keep listening to loud music over time, the likelihood that they're going to experience some tinnitus and hearing difficulties later in life is pretty significant.
Did you look at any other markers outside of just the ones to gauge hearing? Did you look at any metabolic markers? Did you assess BMI? Did you do any of those things?
That's a really good question. No, we did not look at metabolic ones, but we did look at a second marker that's quite important. And this is called a measure of sound level tolerance. And the way we measure sound level tolerance is we ask the teenager to increase the level of a sound until the level is uncomfortably loud. And what turned out to be the case is that those teenagers who had the persistent tinnitus, we're talking about the 28%, that's a large percentage, those teens who had the persistent tinnitus stopped increasing the loudness of the sound at a value of 11 decibels lower than the teens without tinnitus. In other words, a sound that was not uncomfortably loud for the other teens was uncomfortable for them. And 11 decibels is a large difference.
Yeah.
And that decreased sound level tolerance is one indication that the nerve fibers connecting the hearing receptors to the brain may have been damaged. And the way this works is as follows. If the brain becomes disconnected from the ear, the brain cells that are affected tend to increase their sensitivity to the inputs that are still coming to them. And it's this increased sensitivity following a loss of input that probably gives rise to this reduced sound level tolerance, is sometimes called hyperacusis. So, yes, the second thing that we measured here was sound level tolerance. It was reduced in the teens who had tinnitus, and that's a second indication that there may be some auditory nerve damage.
Okay.
Because the brain cells that would normally receive input from that damaged nerve increase their sensitivity, and it makes sound seem louder.
Okay, we have about 4.5 minutes left in the segment, so now I'm going to propose something. There's lots of emerging research because of the diobese population that we serve today in medicine, that insulin has a role in making changes to the ears. One is, you're going to have to help me here, I want to say it's called the otoconia. These are like little crystals in the inner ear that contribute to balance and vertigo and all that sort of stuff?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. there's two good studies that show that high insulin levels seem to disrupt the minerals in these crystals, causing them to break apart and also causing the chamber not to have its stickiness so that they stay put, blah, 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 and people develop vertigo. There's also research now emerging that shows that diabetics who have uncontrolled insulin levels for long periods of time, that hair you speak about in the ear, it starts to become damaged. And so this is independent of exposure to sound. So what the reason I asked if you had any metabolic markers, because, you know, the 28% that seem to be more considerate of not listening to too loud of music, and they may be more sensitive, so they're seeing damage sooner. But I would love to know what BMIs look like and what fasting glucose levels look like in this population, this cohort, because there could be a linkage to that with the rise in metabolic disease being seen in teenagers. We're seeing it in children who are 8 years old now, that they become more susceptible to the long-term damage when you layer in the loud sound.
Well, I'm not going to be able to give you a detailed, informed answer on this, but I think it's pretty unlikely that the 28% of teens that we found with tinnitus and reduced sound level tolerance actually have some kind of metabolic disorder.
Okay.
I think it's unlikely. They're very young. They're very healthy. But one thing they may well have is that their ears may be more vulnerable to damage by loud environmental noises than the ears of other teens.
Yes.
So there may be a vulnerability here to the effects of exposure to loud sound that means that these teens develop tinnitus and reduce sound level tolerance, whereas the other teens didn't. We don't know too much about that vulnerability, but one thing we can say is that risky listening habits in this group were universal. I mean, over 90% of the teens went to parties and raves and wore earbuds and so on. So this vulnerability is likely to be expressed when sufficient exposure to loud sounds is present. And I want to focus on the 28% here. This is a very large percentage of teens who are affected. And since this hidden hearing loss, if it's present, is progressive and doesn't repair, it does accelerate age-related changes in hearing. They're going to have more hearing problems later in life than do the other teens. The message here is protect your ears. You really need to protect your ears, because the price you're going to pay is going to come later, and it's going to be persisting tinnitus that doesn't go away. It's going to be difficulty of hearing in noisy environments. It's going to be hyperacusis. There are a lot of problems you don't want to have.
Real quick, do you think it's worse today than it was in the 60s and 70s and 80s?
I think so, because we didn't have iPods in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yep. You can get close to the speaker, but you could not put it in your ear.
That's right.
Listen, this is great stuff, and the message is that the parents need to pay attention to their children's listening habits and make sure they're not making their iPods too loud.
It's important to talk to your kids, because even if you think they're not listening to you, sometimes they actually do.
Well, in fact, you gave a great, you know, your kids in the back seat, you're driving along, they're listening to their iPod, you're talking to them, they can't hear you, that means the music's too loud.
I have a grandson who's in his 20s, and he got a job in a place that made tools. It was a very loud environment, and after he had been there 10 days, he went to his supervisor and said, "I'm afraid these sounds are going to damage my ears." I had no idea my teenage grandson was paying attention to me, but he really was.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So talk to your kids. Talk to your grandkids.
Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Roberts.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Nick Tumminello. We're going to talk about building mass and strength, finishing the show up on training. Stay tuned.
Professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common. They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. It wouldn't be Superhuman Radio if we didn't talk about training, let's be honest, right? One of the cornerstones of longevity, of health, of fitness, of everything, we've been talking about it on this show since the early days. You know, the first year I started doing this show, I used to close every show by saying muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And it's never been truer. From the very beginning of doing the show, studies show that strong people live longer, strong people are more resistant to disease, strong people. So you know what? It's time to embrace your strength. And this is women too. And, you know, you can't do it yourself. You've got to learn from somebody. And there's nobody better to learn from than Nick Tumminello. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good, man. I really appreciate the compliment there.
Of course, of course. I've been watching your career for a long time. You produce some really good stuff. You're a sensible guy. You know, you're not making outlandish claims. And your new book, Building Muscle and Performance, you are bridging the continuum, right? Everybody thinks, well, if you want to build muscle, that's one thing. If you want to perform like an athlete, that's another thing. But you say, no, you can do it all, right?
Well, so sure, and that really leads us to the question of what makes the book different, or, you know, why this book, or why I wrote the book, you know, its unique selling point. And that's the thing. Most people, well, let's say this, most books out there either pigeonhole you into the bodybuilding category or into the sports performance category, right? And however, most people aren't training for the Super Bowl, and they're not training for a college team anymore. They already have a strength conditioning coach if they are. And they certainly don't want to get on stage in a little, you know, bikini, most people that are working out. But we all want to look better, but we don't just want to look better. We also want to have a body that can get things done. So nobody is really proposing a system that's not, you know, kind of a cultish mindset type of system that shows you how to seamlessly get those things done and not, without pigeonholing yourself into one category or the other. And that's really what this book is about. And what this book is about really is highlighting exactly what I've made my whole career on, which is a mixed approach to strength and conditioning, looking at all the aspects of training from bodybuilding to powerlifting to what some might call functional training or athletic, you know, development, and saying all these things can go together. It's not this versus that.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's appropriate for us to inject your career and your path through physical culture. How did you first get into this type of training?
Well, I'll try to be quick about talking about me because I know the listeners are trying to get things out of this and not just learn about, you know, myself. But it really comes to my mom. My mom was a bodybuilder in the early 80s. So I literally grew up in a gym. My mother jokes and says that she raised me on the smell of iron and sweat, and that's not, you know, joking. So I came up with that aspect of culture through my mother. My mother was always more of a fitness-oriented person in the side of my, you know, my parents. And we started going to fitness conferences, personal training conferences in my early teen years because it was one of the ways my mother and I bonded. I was interested in weightlifting, weight training, not weightlifting. And that's how we bonded. So personal training is really the only job I've ever known. I started my own personal training practice. I worked at a few gyms when I was 18, right when I got certified. And by the time I was 20, right before I was turned 21, I co-owned my own gym in Baltimore, Maryland, which is where I'm from. I currently live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I went from a full-time trainer who started training trainers part-time at probably the age of 26. I'm currently 36 at the time of this interview. And now I'm more of a full-time trainer of trainers who still trains clients part-time because I don't just want to be an author and stage stomper. You know,
right,
I still want to have my finger on the pulse.
Okay, so what do you think the number one mistake trainees make when it comes to combining cardio and weightlifting? You know, everybody's afraid to do cardio if you're trying to get strong. People think that, you know, cardio belongs before and after. What's the number one mistake that people make when it comes to the way they think about cardio and resistance training working together?
Well, I would just say that the number one mistake, obviously, there's, you know how these things are, there's always gray areas here, but the number one mistake is thinking that one particular type of cardio, mainly, you know, steady state, is going to all of a sudden make you fat. I've heard people say steady state cardio makes you fat, or it's going to ruin all your gains. You know, bodybuilders, and I'm talking about not the freakish athletes that are, you know, that we can all say probably on Mexican supplementation here on anabolics,
right?
But even on the natural competitions, they all do lots of cardio, especially when they get closer to getting on stage. Now, I'm not promoting a purely aerobic program here, but I'm saying the number one mistake is to think about it in terms of, like, morals. Oh, this bad, this good. You know, it's always, you know, a fanaticism that is bad versus on any kind of training versus just saying, well, maybe if I sprinkle this in to complement something else I'm doing.
Are you a fan of weighted cardio? Are you a fan of pushing sleds and carrying objects and stuff like that as part of a cardio regimen? Or do you think all cardio should be you know, unencumbered, you either sprinting or walking, running, or some place in between?
Well, I'm a fan of all of it, so I'll just, you know, talk about quickly. We have this new book called Building Muscle and Performance that's out, and we have a cardio conditioning chapter. It's called Cardio Conditioning. And in that chapter, I lay out three forms of cardio conditioning. One is the obvious, is just basically steady state, what we might call aerobic training. That's still okay to do. But I'm not promoting, you know, training like a marathon or anything like that. And then we also have what we call super maximal interval training. That's basically going as hard as you possibly can for a given amount of time and then interspersing that with, you know, recovery periods. So a popular method for people that they do these Tabatas, you know, I don't actually have Tabatas in the book, but that's a method of high intensity or super maximal interval training. And then we also have what I call metabolic conditioning protocols or MCPs. And sled work, you know, weighted sled work is what I would put in that category. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily put it in a cardio category because that would be aerobic. I don't necessarily put it in the super maximal intensity interval training because you're not sprinting necessarily with the sled. You're more grinding it out. So it's kind of in that hybrid stage where it's like weighted, but you're also doing it in a repetitive effort long enough where you're starting to get into that where your lungs are burning as well. So muscles are burning and lungs are burning. So that's what we call metabolic conditioning protocols.
Interesting.
I like it all.
Yeah, no, and you know what? I think it's important that the new age of trainer is not going to be restrictive about the type of cardio he has or she has people do, because it all has its place. That's the thing. As you pointed out, you're not going to train to be a marathon runner, but obviously, if you can't run like in an emergency, then your training has failed you. It's failed you.
Yeah. So, but and I want to make one thing clear here, and I know we're going to get into taking a mixed approach to training, and that's not just resistance training, it's also with cardio conditioning. It's that what we're talking about here isn't based on or taking a mixed approach, and you said everything has its place. What you really mean is that this is not really something that we're talking about our opinions on. So when you say, do I like, I know I use the term, do I like, but the question is, why do I like it? What's the thought process?
Interesting. Yeah.
And I like it because the evidence, the scientific evidence and practical application shows it has benefits. So again, all these things have benefits. So the idea isn't to argue this versus that, aerobic versus super maximum interval training, because both have benefits and limitations. The question is, that's an argument we shouldn't be having. The question is, how do they go together? Just like you don't want to eat one type of fruit or one type of vegetable, because each type of fruit and vegetable only is high in certain nutrients and is deficient in others. So if you only do one thing for your strength or conditioning, you're going to have a high nutrient value in one benefit, and your training is going to be deficient in other aspects.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the book. The book is called Building Muscle and Performance. It's by Nick Tumminello. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's a fantastic book. You know, people buy one book, a training book. It's like, imagine if you went to college and the 4 years you were there, they gave you one book. And you were supposed to learn everything you needed to know from that one book. They didn't build on what you learned before. And I've said it before, if you buy a book about training and you come away learning one thing that you add to your personal repertoire, a page you tear out and put in your book, then that was a great value. This is a book that's worthy of your attention. Building Muscle and Performance. It's at Amazon.com. Stay tuned.
Of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity.
This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Nick Tumanow about his new book, which you can get at Amazon.com. The book is called Building Muscle and Performance. What about the training, the resistance training? What type of programs do you gravitate to?
Well, again, a mixed approach to resistance training. And let me just kind of lay that out real quick. So in the book, what I do is I categorize resistance exercises in four categories as opposed to the traditional two. Traditional or conventional two are compound and isolation exercises. Mine has two more categories, which we call total body power exercises and cross-body exercises. And then in each program, we make sure to incorporate all four of those exercises because, like I said earlier, the analogy I used is two of those might represent, like if we use a food analogy, each category represents a type of fruit and a type of vegetable. And if you only eat bananas and apples, then your diet is deficient in what tomatoes and broccoli might provide and vice versa. So which is why it's ridiculous to argue powerlifting versus bodybuilding versus Olympic lifting versus what people might call functional training. And I mean by that, and I know that's a word that's abused, I just mean things that look like they replicate, you know, actions that you do. Like, for instance, a standing one-arm cable press. I call that a cross-body exercise. What I do in the book is I lay out the evidence, the scientific evidence, and the principle-based, training principle-based rationale of the benefits for each one of those, but they also have limitations. So we take an approach that incorporates all of them within the workout to make sure we have a more well-rounded workout because no one type of training method is best for all goals.
All right. So how long should someone prepare to spend in the gym if you factor in, you know, warming up or even stretching? Some people want, you know, stretches and and then the actual training and then the cardio? Or are you suggesting that people do this throughout the course of a day instead of not just one training session in the morning?
Well, in the book, I don't suggest like an AM, PM program, which you know a lot of athletes and things do because they have a lot more time to do. Yeah, I would say people would expect if they're using the workout programs in the book to be in the gym anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes to 75 minutes. And some of that is going to depend on the familiarity with the program that you're using. So if you've not done that program before, you're going to take a little longer because you may have to remind yourself of how to do a certain exercise. But that only happens once, and then you stick with the program for, you know, 5 weeks or so. And we have, as you know, we have a tremendous amount of programs in the book. We have four chapters worth of programs.
Right. And that's great stuff because people can tear it, like I said before. If you get one program that you love, it was worth the book. That's how I look at things. But anyway, how long has the book been available now?
The book came out basically the 1st of April, and it was listed. It came out as the number one bestseller on Amazon's bestsellers in weight training, or a hot new release in weight training, 2 weeks prior to it being available and for about 6 weeks after being available. So it started off very strong and continues to be that way.
You not only have some fantastic reviews by average Amazon customers, but you've got, I think I saw Tony Gentilcore made a comment. I mean, he's got a pretty big following. He's very well established as well. And I'm sure he wouldn't endorse something that he doesn't believe in. So,
yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. So the book comes from Amazon.com. People can get it there. And what does it retail for?
I think the cover price is $21.95, but you know how Amazon does it. They cut off the shipping cost in the cover price, and that way it comes back in. It equals out to if you bought it in a store.
Oh,
but you're not going to always find it in every store. That's how Amazon works, and that way it's always beneficial to buy from them. So if a book is $5 in shipping, they're going to knock off $5 in the cover cost, so that way you make it back up in shipping, and it costs you the same amount of money if you bought it in the store.
Is there anything else you want to let the audience know about this book?
Well, I mean, I think we've done a good job of covering it. I would just say one of the things that I take the most pride in about this book is the two programming-oriented chapters that basically start out the book that make the skeleton of the framework or provide the rationale for the book. That is what really makes things unique and really tells you why I design the programs, which is jam full of, as I do, because it's something that's unique. Again, nobody has really laid out. Most programs are either powerlifting programs, bodybuilding programs, or sports performance programs, or, you know, what's called corrective exercise, you know, like you're broken. This takes the principles from all of those things and says, let's look at how these things can all go together and provides a solid rationale for all of them that's not just based off of my opinion and some, you know, conjecture and telling cool stories.
Right.
So I take a lot of pride in that, and I also say I spend a lot of time jam-packing the book with lots of exercises and some unique variations. So if anybody's just looking for a resource that can become almost like a reference guide to programming and exercise, this book can also serve as that as well.
Sounds good. Amazon.com, folks. The book is called Building Muscle and Performance by Nick Tumminello. Check it out. Nick, thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate all you're doing for the field, man, and thanks for giving me the time.
All right, take care. And I also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Of course, visit CoachRobRegish.com. To learn all about the good things that Rob makes and sells and writes, and there's all sorts of great stuff over there. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Larry Roberts for coming on and talking about hearing loss in teenagers. I have a funny I know he said that it's highly unlikely that the 28% have metabolic issues. These were people between 11 and 17 years old. I would venture to say that at least half of them have metabolic issues, just if you look at the rate of childhood and adolescent obesity. I mean, I think I can spit and hit that number without doing a lot of research. I predict that if they start looking at those children who, because don't forget, you can control blood sugar for a long time until the pancreas craps out, but insulin has to be at very high levels. If they looked at C-peptide, if they looked at insulin levels in these children and blood sugar, and if they looked at BMI, I have a feeling that a large number of the 28% fall into the high BMI, elevated insulin production which means insulin resistance. But again, I could be wrong. So anyway, all right, listen, it's Tuesday. We got lots of great shows this week. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Legendary name.